This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. We love hearing from you if you have questions about health and nutrition or prescription drugs. If you want to get off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, questions about our longevity products, success stories, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. On The Bright Side, we'll be talking to Sherry Ricard, Real Girl Talk, podcast.com. She's got a podcast called Real Girl Talk. It's not just for girls. It's for folks who want to be influencers, thought leaders, and go-getters, as she says. And you can sign up to join her to get her newsletter, which is specifically designed for influencers, thought leaders, and go-getters. Sherry's got a really interesting story, personal story, about dealing with adversity, and we're going to talk about grief, adversity, how to deal with adversity, how to thrive in adversity, and today being election day, there's going to be some grief on one side or another, guaranteed. Grief being a sense of loss, lost possibilities, lost potentials, lost expectations or disappointments. And so I thought it would be appropriate to talk to Sherry Ricard. She lost her son, and she's got some really interesting and very personal take on grieving and grief. We'll talk to Sherry in our third segment and take your calls in our next, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team and pay it forward. If you're if you've been the beneficiary of a good nutritional supplement program, pay it forward. Help other people. You don't even have to do it for the business side of it. Do it just to help people. There's still millions, hundreds of millions probably, of people who have not tried Beyond Tangy Tangerine, who have not experienced the power of nutritional supplementation, who don't even know what nutritional supplementation is, or if they do, have no idea where to begin. This is the opportunity that longevity provides for you. Above and beyond the business opportunity is to make a difference in the world at a very fundamental place. And if you think I'm kidding about the power of Beyond Tangy Tangerine, ask somebody who's never used it before, who's used it, and they'll tell you. And it's not because it's just because of Beyond Tangy Tangerine, as powerful a formulation as that is, and that's a really powerful formulation. It's supplementation. People don't know what they don't know. People don't know what they're missing. If you knew what you were missing, you probably wouldn't be missing it because you wouldn't want to be without it. So click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call, by the way, 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a real person. All right, Sherry Ricard coming up in our third segment, and we'll get your calls next segment. This distinction between fats and water, really is steeped in electromagnetism, electricity. We are electrical beings. We are not physical beings. And this whole idea of being an electrical being, I shouldn't say, we're not fundamentally physical beings. We're fundamentally electrical beings. And that's why fats are so important. They act as semiconductors, not conductors. They're semiconductors and also insulators in the case of the fats on your around your nerves. The fats in the body act to conduct energy. That's what makes them not just active in the big way, like a way that you can see, like you can see under a microscope even, but they also, the electromagnetic nature that makes them fatty is also relevant at the quantum, from the quantum perspective. And by that, I simply mean electricity. When I say quantum, I'm just talking electricity. I know that word freaks people out. So the fats are important on a macroscopic level as insulation, but they're also important on a sub-microscopic level, an energy level, and that is the semiconductors. And that's the key right there, what I just said, is energy. Everything's energy. We're bioenergetic. And bioenergetic medicine is the medicine of the future. Drug medicine is like caveman medicine. Should I say that again? Drug medicine is caveman medicine. It's primitive. It's like trying to do surgery on a mosquito with a hatchet. It's just gross in the sense that it's big. Bioenergetics works at a level that is so tiny, it's invisible. That's the problem. It's invisible. It's magical. Because it's invisible, it's non-material. Medicine can't deal with it. Modern medicine. Now, I'm not talking about doctors here. I'm talking about the paradigm, the medical paradigm, which is going to die. The chemo medical paradigm. Let me rephrase that. The chemo medical paradigm. The drug, man. The pharmaceutical medical paradigm. We are going to be using, in the future, very near future, we're going to be using energetics. And when I say energetics, I'm not just talking about getting wired up to electricity. They did that when they first discovered electricity in the 19th century. That's how they did things. They, from about the middle of the 1840s, we'll say, to maybe even till today, we are obsessed from a medical perspective, not obsessed, but we focus from a medical perspective on electrical devices. TENS units are a classic example of an electrical device. But the real fundamental place to work with energetics, with bioenergetics, is with consciousness, with thinking. This is what Dr. Cousins was talking about yesterday, and if you'll notice, I love having guests on who understand this power that we have, this power of consciousness that's underneath everything. Physics tells us this. Google a double slit experiment if you don't believe me. The double slit experiment proved, and it's been pushed, and it's not just, it's been replicated dozens if not hundreds of times, and it always shows the same thing. Your consciousness affects the electron. The electron is the fundamental place of bioenergetics, and then the next level down is consciousness. This is the order it goes, okay? It goes consciousness, it goes quantum, then it goes molecule, then it goes chemistry, then it or chemicals, then it goes cells, then it goes organs or tissues, and then it goes organs. And that's the direction it takes. Organs are the end. Behind the organ, you have the tissue. Behind the tissue, you have the cell. Behind the cell, you have the chemical. Behind the chemical, you have the molecule. Behind the molecule, you have the quantum. Or sub, they call it submolecule. Behind the molecule, you have submolecule or quantum. And behind submolecule or quantum, you have consciousness. That's why consciousness is so important. It's foundational. It's fundamental. And by the way, that's what people have been talking about, religious people and spiritual people and Eastern religions have been talking about for millennia. Since 3,000, 4,000 B.C., the yogis were talking about, maybe not that, 2,000 B.C. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010, and this is all, by the way, related to what we talk about in this program, which is the fundamental nature of chemistry, which is the molecule and the submolecule. That's where lipids come in. Lipids work. Lipids have their value, have much of their value at the quantum or submolecule level, which is nothing more, by the way. If you think it's hard to understand, it's not. It's nothing more than positive and negative. If you can understand positive and negative, you can understand quantum. You can understand biochemistry. You can understand everything. It's all positive and negative. And I'll tell you what I mean when I come back from our break and take your phone calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Ben Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who has been using nutritional supplementation like medicines for decades, seeing tremendous health benefits. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. So if you're eating foods that are cooked, if you're eating foods that are frozen, if you're eating foods that are prepared in any way, you're going to be deficient in these B vitamins. And the B vitamins work on the parts of the body that move the fastest, the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. Those are the four systems that respond rapidly to the B vitamins.
To feel changes in your body's fast-moving systems, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 877-551-1301. That's 877-551-1301 or on the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. 844-236-6010 is our number. Sherry Ricard is coming up at the bottom of the hour. RealGirlTalkPodcast.com. Sherry's got a very inspirational story to tell. And today is an appropriate day to tell inspirational stories. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get to your calls in our next segment. So, speaking of stories, I have an interesting story. You know, I consider myself to be a really good chemist. I can formulate products, understand the body, understand chemistry. Chemistry is like a language, and I would say I'm fluent in chemistry. Not that I know absolutely everything in chemistry or biochemistry, for sure. I learn new stuff every day, literally, sometimes multiple new things about chemistry every day, but I'm very fluent in chemistry. But it wasn't always so. When I took my first chemistry courses back in the day, I was very troubled because I had always thought of myself as a really smart person growing up, and all of a sudden I realized I wasn't so smart because I didn't understand chemistry at all. So in chemistry, when you go to at the university level, there's what they call Chem 101, which is the very basics of chemistry, the very, very, very basics. And I was a little bit disturbed because I didn't quite get it as well as I should, but I muscled through and I ended up getting a B, and I thought that was really cool. It was one of the best Bs I ever got. And then I came to Chem 102. Chem 102 is math of chemistry, the mathematics, because chemistry is a lot of math, and it's a lot of unique math, and I didn't understand it at all, and somehow or another, I squeaked by with a D. I don't even know how that happened, and that got me through, and then they had organic chemistry, and then in organic chemistry, to say I was lost isn't even the word. I would have had to find something just to get to the level of being lost. I was loster than lost. I didn't understand anything. I studied, and I tried to figure it out. This is organic chemistry. A lot of people have heard of it if they haven't taken it. And I had heard of it as being a nightmare, and it was worse than a nightmare, and I was really depressed, and I couldn't. I mean, I out of a test that had a high top score of 100, I would get 12s and 10s. And I didn't understand it at all. And here I was thinking I was really smart, and I had to pass through all my chemistry courses so I could go to pharmacy school, and I was just really depressed. And I was probably about 22 or 23. And so I dropped the course, and I just didn't think about it. I dropped in October, and I knew I had to take it again to get to pharmacy school, so I just didn't think about it from October to January. Then I took it again in January. And the first day I took it, all of a sudden, it dawned on me what chemistry was, what organic chemistry was, what all chemistry is. It just clicked what it was. It's all magnets. Chemistry is magnets. And when I got that, when it hit me that all chemistry is just magnets, complex magnets in weird shapes, like Tinker Toys, except in Tinker Toys they're magnets. When it finally dawned on me that it's all just magnets and the movement of magnets. And by magnet, I'm talking about your standard bar magnet with a positive charge and a negative charge on it. Everything clicked. And I became a chemist on the spot. Now, I still had to learn the basics because, like I say, it's a language. You have to learn how to speak the language. But the basics, how language worked, how the language of chemistry worked, I got it. And that's so important because health at the most fundamental level is magnets. And we call it chemistry, but it's really magnets. And if you can understand magnets, I'm not saying you have to like really be a pure total chemist, but if you understand the basics of it, you can understand why fats work the way they do, and why watery nutrients work the way they do, and how to make the best skincare products, how to use skincare products correctly, for example, how to use nutritional supplements and foods correctly, for example, how to get the medicine out of an herb or or the nutrients out of a piece of broccoli more effectively. You can understand life on so many practical levels once you understand that it's all just magnets. Positive charge, negative charge. That's all life is, positive and negative. It's split apart. Life somehow, and this is really fascinating, you know, ancient religious people and religious texts always start their life with some kind of their cosmology and how life began by separating. In the Bible, they talk about separating. The Sumerian texts, they talk about separation. The Egyptian creation stories are always about separating light from dark. And that's what chemistry is. It's separating light from dark. It's separating positive charges from negative charges. Negative charges are extra energy. Don't ask why. They just named it weird. But negative charges are extra energy. Positive charges are shortages of energy. And the combination of extra energy plus shortage of energy, that is negative charge plus positive charge, is all life is. All energy in the body has to do with the intelligent, and where that intelligence comes from, nobody knows. The intelligent breaking of magnets to release energy. whether the magnets occur at the quantum level or the chemical level, what you're basically talking about is if you have two magnets pushed together, or if you have two magnets where positive charge has a negative charge, and you separate them, you can feel the force inside. If you try to push them together the other way, the wrong way, that force that you can feel that keeps you from pushing the two magnets together is, when turned the other way around, what holds everything together. And when those things are released, and this is what biochemistry is the release of these bonds, these magnets, to get energy. When bonds are released, energy comes out, and that energy is what they call in biochemistry harnessed or captured. And that energy is harnessed or captured to do work, and that's how work happens. Now, you don't need to know all that stuff, but it helps. You'll know why fats are so darn important, because there's lots of energy, there's lots of magnets, there's lots of trapped energy in a fat. That's why you can burn oil. That's why you burn gasoline. Fats have lots of trapped energy. Fossil fuels are fossil fuels because through billions of years, Earth has been pressed down on. The pressure of the Earth has been pressed down on them to the point where there's all of this trapped energy. It's all squished together. All these magnets are squished together. And they're just waiting for something to release them. So, all of this has to do with why lipids and fats are so darn important. Now, there's all kinds of different ways you can, or aspects, we'll say, of lipid chemistry and lipid biochemistry and lipid nutrition that we can talk about. And by the way, this is all called lipidomics. Lipidomics, and all the lipids in the body are called the lipidome, just like the microbiome. OME means the body, like a big body. When you hear OME, like the virome is the universe. Ome is, you can think of it like a universe. The virome is the universe of viruses in the body. The microbiome is the universe of microbes in the body. The metallobiome is the metals in the body, and that's a whole other story. And I love that story. We'll definitely talk about that in coming Bright Side episodes. But now we're talking about the lipidome, the universe of lipids in the body. It's actually called the lipidome. And it's so freaking important that every single disease state that you can name involves the lipidome. And guess where the lipidome becomes the first place where the lipidome becomes relevant to the body? Guess where? The intestine. And in a nutshell, that's one of the main, if not the main, if not the only, we'll say the main reason why the intestine is so important. There's other reasons. The main reason why the intestine is so important is because of its impact on the lipidome. There's a major relationship between intestinal health and the lipidome, the lipids in the body. And that's why I focus so hard on the intestine for all chronic health challenges. It's the lipidome, and that includes vitamins, and that includes all the lecithin-like substances that we talked about, and that includes phytonutrients, and includes some of the minerals interact with the lipidome. It's just incredibly, incredibly important. All right, fiber plays a role here. Bile plays a role here. All right, we got Sherry Ricard coming up in our next segment. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back after this.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Polls began opening Tuesday as election officials warned that millions of absentee ballots could slow the process down, perhaps for days, and in some key battleground states, weeks. Millions of absentee ballots were still outstanding as of Monday, including 1.3 million in Florida and 700,000 in Pennsylvania. Election officials have emphasized that long lines are not acceptable, but it does not mean that there's been any sort of widespread failure. They say safeguards are in place place, and voters should not be concerned about casting a ballot in person. If you're in line before the polls close, they must let you vote. Don't leave the line. Tampa Bay Buccaneers came from behind to beat the New York Giants 25-23 in Monday Night Football. Tom Brady on ESPN.
We didn't play the way they were capable of playing, and we're gonna have to play a lot better than that. Glad we got the win. You know, going to have to keep learning and understand what we got to do better and then go execute a lot better.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Vice President Mike Pence was interviewed on USA Radio Network's Wayne Allen Root Show on Monday.
Well, Wayne Allen Root, I believe you're right about the American people. Look, this is a freedom-loving nation. I know I'm talking to the capitalist evangelist, and I mean, people in this country believe in free enterprise. We believe in freedom. And I think what President Trump has done in this campaign, and all of us have endeavored to do, has been breaking through over the last month. It's really exposing. Joe Biden is going to be nothing more than a Trojan horse for the radical left. You've already got Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders angling for seats on the cabinet table. He's endorsed a $4 trillion tax increase, a $2 trillion Green New Deal. I mean, people who listen to this program just deserve to know that as in the American economy is getting back on its feet, based on the strong free market stands this president took when he cut taxes, rolled back regulation, unleashed American energy, fought for free and fair trade, and all the recovery and relief efforts that we provided to families and businesses. Joe Biden is talking about raising taxes, burying us in an avalanche of regulation, and shutting down the economy again. I don't think the American people are having it. I think the American people love freedom, and I think that's why you're seeing people rally to the cause of re-electing President Trump.
USA Radio News election coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 at BenFuchsArchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that up with a search engine. If you missed a program or you want to review a program, we also have our longevity products and a Join the Team link that you can click on at BrightsideBen.com, PharmacistBen.com, and CriticalHealthNews.com, in addition to our blog with news stories and blog posts and videos and lots of good health information. And then don't forget to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, all available at TruthTreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, vegetable oil, silicone, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Skin Health products. And that's why we have over 1,400 four- and five-star reviews at TruthReviewed.com. TruthReview.com. Healing is beauty. If you can heal your skin with a topical product, that's the kind of beauty product that you want. TruthTreatments.com and TruthReview.com. Okay, I'm looking forward to speaking to our guest, Sherry Ricard, is going to talk to us about adversity and about grief, and she knows of what she speaks about. She's got a personal experience with grief. We'll talk to Sherry Ricard, her website, sherryricard.com, and realgirltalkpodcast.com. Please welcome to the bright side, Sherry Ricard. Hey, Sherry.
Hey, Ben. How are you?
Very nice to talk to you. And you know, I was on your website this I was on your website this morning, and you suddenly caught my attention. You have a little blurb on there that says, "Welcome to the tribe of influencers, thought leaders, and go-getters." And I love
that's
that
right.
because that's who you're talking to. You're talking to people who want to make a change in their life for the better, who want to improve their lives, who are actively participating in making their lives better. Right.
Right. Exactly. Right.
Go-getters. That's awesome.
We're all go-getters.
The go-getters of the world. I love that. So you have a personal story that you, I mean, you didn't get into this whole learning from adversity take that you have in the whole five steps through grief perspective of yours. You didn't just read it in a book. You've lived it. So
no.
Tell a little bit about your story. Tell a little bit about your story,
yeah.
and then we'll get into some of these ideas.
Yeah, I definitely didn't go to college to major in adversity.
Right.
I actually went to college and majored in nursing. So I've been in the healthcare industry for over 25 years, and, you know, my story kind of backs up to the fact that I did work ICU for many years before going into corporate America in the healthcare business world and then working through adversity and helping patients and physicians. But, you know, when I was in ICU, I never dreamed that every time I had to say goodbye to one of my patients and explain the death to a family member that would be me from a very, very hard personal perspective. In 2007, you know, I was just on top of the world. Like I said, I had left the bedside. I just landed an amazing corporate position in corporate America with the medical business industry end of it. And I was in California, actually, and training 2:00 in the morning, and the phone rings. And we all know that the phone ringing at 2 a.m. is never good news, right? No one's going to call and tell you that they just got a date at 2:00 in the morning. They're going to call you with bad news. And so I received that call at 2 a.m., and I could barely understand the person over the phone that was actually my husband. I didn't recognize his voice, which was scary in itself, telling me that my 17-year-old son had been in a very, very horrible car accident that ended at his death. So, you know, what do you do when someone calls you at 2:00 in the morning, 2,000 miles away from home, by yourself?
Wow.
In a hotel room to tell you your 17-year-old, which was the gem of your life, never did anything wrong, basically. I guess all moms would say that. But, you know, National Honor Society baseball all-star elite and was killed tragically in a car accident, and I had to make my way from L.A. to Memphis.
Jeez,
so,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, so what do you do with that, right? And, you know, so what I did was, of course, M&M's was my drug of choice. It could have been, you know, anything, including, you know, drugs and alcohol at that point. But, you know, I chose M&M's in my depths of despair for probably about 6 to 8 weeks. I'll tell you, it was very hard to get out of bed. Every bone in your body aches. And for anybody that goes through grief, and, you know, and I'll explain a little bit of grief, that it's not just the death of a loved one. You know, grief comes in different forms. You know, right now in America, we're grieving, right? People are grieving for their loss of ability to just walk outside their house and have to cover their face.
COVID
right?
grief. There's COVID grief, right?
It's COVID grief. You know, on top of what we call gaining the COVID-19 pounds, we're also gaining a lot of the COVID grief and the results of that. But, you know, I began to journal, Ben, back in 2007, but that journaling took 7 years. I am not one to be what they call the quote-unquote negative Nancy. I took it very hard. It was very depressing. I didn't want to live. You know, I walked through that for a couple of months where I just really didn't see any purpose in living, even though I had other children. You can't replace the one that you lose. And, you know, that turned into 7 years later, my first book, Wake Up, Call a Mother's Grief Journey, and I go into not just the story of Bryant, which there's not a day that goes by that I don't think about him or want to talk about him, but I don't just talk about Bryant. I talk about the grief that someone goes through over horrific death, but I also go into the healing aspect of grief. So I think it's super important that we don't always focus on what we've lost, but we focus on how we can heal, because at the end of the day, Ben, we have to wake up. Right? I mean, we're going to wake up the next day. So what are you going to do And listen, everybody's going to grieve, and you're going to go through your time of grief, but it's what you do in phase two. Phase one is actually the grieving of that. What are you going to do in phase two?
Does it have to be completed somehow, or can you just go to phase two? Do you have to somehow do something, metabolize it or something, or can you just jump to phase two?
Yeah, you know, you can't. I mean, everyone's going to go through phase one. Grief is a universal emotion. Everyone at some time is going to grieve. They're going to grieve the loss of a loved one. They're going to grieve their spouse in divorce.
This is a horrible situation, Sherry.
It is a horrible situation.
Grief's inevitable. Grief is inevitable, right?
Of course. I mean, you think about it. If you're married for, I don't care if it's 5 years, you're married for 25
years. Somebody's going to die. Somebody's dying or leaving or something.
Somebody's dying, but if somebody's leaving, let's just talk about the aspect of divorce, right?
Somebody
walks out the door and they want to end that marriage. Saturday mornings are never going to be the same as they were for the last 20 years.
Right. That's a death,
you know,
too.
It's a death. Of course it's a death. Your kids are never going to celebrate holidays like they did before.
Wow. Right? Yeah, that's right.
So
why do anything, Sherry? Why do anything? Everything's going to... I mean,
well,
really, that's the question.
No.
Yeah?
Sure. No, I get it. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to. Yeah, I mean, I have spoke all over the country, not just at grief groups, bereavement groups, but I've also spoke to women's conferences because women need to be empowered through their grief as well as men. And the thing is, your wife can walk out the door. Your husband can walk out the door. You're going to grieve like it's a loss. What if you lose your business? You know, so you have to go through the steps. And let's talk about the steps in phase one.
We got to take a commercial break. So that's a great lead-in, okay? Because like you said, we're all going to grieve. But there is a way. And I'm listening to you speak, and I suspect I know one of the major things that you have to do just by listening to you speak and by being on your website and knowing you like I know you. I think you've kind of come up with a way to deal with grief, with the right way to deal with grief. And, we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Sherry Ricard, her website is realgirltalkpodcast.com. She's got a cool newsletter. We'll be back with more of Sherry Ricard. SherryRicard.com also right after this on the bright side.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side talking to Sherry Ricard, RealGirlTalkPodcast.com and SherryRicard.com. She's got a great newsletter and a very fascinating personal story. And as you're telling your story, Sherry, I can sense that you've completed something, that you have closure on something that many people do not have closure on ever. An experience, right? I can hear in your voice that closure on. So that tells me that you made a decision somehow. Somewhere along the line you made a decision, correct?
Right, correct. I mean, you do have to make a decision, right? You have to find somewhere you have to be able to have that mental strength, but you're not going to do that until you get through your phase one. And phase one, basically in any type of grief, whether it be, you know, somebody walks out the door, you lose your business, you get fired from your job, you lose a loved one by death, you're going to go through the denial phase. You know, the actual phase one, step one is denial. And people tend to denial. Did you just walk out that door on me? Did you say seriously just fire me? I mean, you know how we'll talk to ourselves in a denial, like this is not happening.
I can't believe she did that. Yeah, I can't believe she did that.
Why does it have to be a she, Ben?
Well, that's been most of my grief in my life.
It's most of your grief, but it's true, right? I mean, you think, what is happening? And then you move into the step two, which is basically the bargaining. So those that maybe don't want the marriage to end, they're going to bargain with their spouse. Now, in the death of a loved one, there's not a lot of bargaining you can do.
Right.
But I will tell you, I've seen mothers hit their knees and beg to God to bring their children back.
Wow.
You know, they'll do anything. They'll sacrifice their own life to bring their child back. And I was there, so I understand that hard grief and that pain. I was there. But you also are going to go into the anger phase. Everybody knows that phase, right?
Mm-hmm,
so
right.
This is the part where you throw his clothes on the front lawn and you set it on fire. You know,
yes, I mean, that's
these
right.
are the things that you're,
how dare
you're
going you?
To go through that anger. How dare you do this to me after all I've done for you? You know, and then you're going to get angry about that if people that are losing their jobs right now. You know, I put in 6-10 years into this company, and they seriously just fired me. So you have to be able to walk through all of this. You have to be able to walk through the denial, the bargaining, the anger. And then once you walk through that, I'm going to tell you, you have to beware because depression will set in. And when depression sets in, it's almost like you're starting to realize that, hey, this is my new normal. This is going to be my new life.
Wow.
What am I going to do with that? This is the scary part of walking through phase one and grief, because in a depression, we can get stuck there. This is where we get stuck. Anger usually goes away, but depression can set in and become more of a clinical type depression.
Low level.
And
it's like a low level, like a chronic low level depression. Yeah.
Right. It is. And so you have to, once you recognize, and that's why I like to talk about these phases, because people a lot of times don't realize, hey, I'm in this. But if you realize that, hey, listen, I am walking through phase one and all these steps of grief, I recognize I'm depressed. I recognize that I just ate a gallon of ice cream for the fifth night in a row. You know, you're recognizing that you're finishing off those bottles and you're reaching for things that are unhealthy. And while you're in that depression, you're reaching for pills and drugs and alcohol.
Let me just, can I don't mean to interrupt because this is great stuff here, Sherry. But do you think that our reliance on antidepressants is sticking us in stage four? It's not allowing us to get past stage four? Like all the antidepressants people are taking?
No, you know what? That's hard because you can become addicted on certain things, right? Anti-anxiety medications can be highly addictive.
Does it leave you in stage four? Does it leave you in stage four? It doesn't allow you to pass through it, kind of, to the next stage, to clearance.
You know what? I think, Ben, that
it's like a purgatory. It's like a purgatory.
It can be. It can be. Although, if it's something that you need and you know that it helps you, because I will tell you, I went probably a 6 to 10 months, and I never took any type of antidepressant, any drugs at all. But I also ended up in the ER with severe panic attacks.
So,
you know, there comes a time where you do have to. If you have to seek some type of medication and it's managed correctly by your healthcare professional, and if that's what you need, then that's what you need. But I recommend counseling first. I always recommend people to go to some type of counseling, some type of therapy before you turn to any type of drug to kind of help manage you through depression. But, you know, once you get through depression,
support groups are
wonderful.
Yeah, they're wonderful, right?
Yeah, make sure that you do your research, though, Ben, because some support groups may not necessarily align with your core values.
Right.
They may not align with your religious beliefs.
Yeah.
So just because they're a support group doesn't mean they align with things that you feel that are ethical. So do your research.
You got to find one you align with. I always thought a good support group could get you through anything. I haven't had terrible trauma. Do you think?
Yeah, I do. I think, too, you know, there's so many people that actually can do individual coaching, and now you can do coaching on Zoom, and I think people are more comfortable in their home talking to counselors rather than going into an office.
Do you do that? Do you do Zoom consults?
I do. I actually only take a few clients a year, and as a matter of fact, you brought that up. I actually have room for two more.
You're probably an awesome thing. I can only imagine. You're my first call. God forbid. Hopefully, I never have to deal with anything like that. I know I'm double. Inevitably, I will. You're going to get a call from me, Sherry, because you're right on. You're plugged in. You know it. You've been there. So you are taking people on Zoom if you want, and SherryRicard.com.
Yes, you can go to SherryRicard.com and email me at info@SherryRicard.com. But I am only taking two more, Ben, because I really like to pour in my time to those that really have issues with challenges and adversities that we're going through in their lives.
You pour your time into it.
I can't do that.
You really pour your soul into it. I can only imagine. So after depression, how do we? Depression is not the last stage. There's one after that. No.
Actually, your last step is acceptance. Now, when you go into acceptance, that doesn't mean, you know, that you're going to get over it. Because I will tell you, I will never get over the death of my 17-year-old Jim in my life. I won't. I talk about him, and, you know, I have a podcast show. Everybody knows my story. And I talk about him quite a bit because it relates to the chapter that I'm in right now in my life. But you're never going to get over that husband that you were married to for 20 years or that wife that you were married to for 10 years. You're never going to get over the fact that you lost a job you invested so much time in, or even the death of your parent or a sibling or a best friend. You're not going to get over it, but you are going to go into a point of acceptance. And when you do go into acceptance, then you can go to phase two, which is basically remaking of life. And then we have to remake our life and begin our new normal. What is our normal? Everybody can start right where you are right now, because you don't have to say, well, you know, I'm going to accept this when this happens. You know, I'm going to start talking positive in my life when this happens. No, you have to start right where you are, right with what you have right now. If you want to move into phase two, you have to be able to have some type of acceptance to the adversity that you've had in your life. And listen, we're all going to be facing some adversity tomorrow, right? There's going to be half of the country is going to be celebrating.
Tomorrow.
Half of us. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Right.
Tomorrow, after the election, right?
Half of us, 50%. 50%.
50%.
Yeah. So what can we do? Listen, we've only got about 2 minutes, and there's tons I want to talk to you about, but what can we do tomorrow to get through this?
The 50%. The day after tomorrow is really a name of a movie about a catastrophic event that threatens and destroys our civilization, right? But the day after tomorrow is also a day we will hopefully know who wins the presidential election. But regardless of who wins, there will be some of us in the election that see this as catastrophic. But what I want everyone to know, that no matter who wins, it's not going to be the end of our civilization as we know it. Right. Even if your candidate loses, you shouldn't ever lose hope.
You can remake your life. You can go to stage five.
Right.
I think just knowing that there's this element of grief wherever you have change, or wherever you have disappointment, or wherever you have death, there's always going to be this element of grief. But your message is so empowering because it means we can work through it. Because so many, including myself, so many of us, including myself, avoid grief at all costs. But it's not something that can't be worked with. And even you can grow a tree out of it. Like what you're doing, your work that you're doing, I would say at least partially because of your grief, is like a lotus that comes out of the mud kind of thing. You know, it's like, so you can always build something. And that is such an inspiring message. And you're doing such beautiful work. And plus it's just, I'm so happy to be able to support you. So tell everybody, we got about a minute. So what do you want people to know just going forward?
I want everybody to know that you can go to realgirltalkpodcast.com. You can go email me at info@sherryricard.com. But you can also, if you follow me on social media, you can get to my books. You can get to my coaching. It's Real Girl Talk Podcast for Instagram. And you can go to Real Girl Talk Podcast on Facebook as well. And just remember, the president will not control, they will control the running of this country, but you are in control of your life.
That's awesome.
You are always in control of your life.
That's awesome. And your newsletter, Create Your Life Dreamscape Worksheet for influencers, thought leaders, and go-getters. Thank you, Sherry Ricard, for being on the Bright Side, and thank you for everything you're doing. Have a beautiful day. Hang on the line, though. I want to say goodbye, okay? Sherry?
Okay.
All right. That's it for now. Thanks for listening to The Bright Side, friends. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later, folks. Bye for now.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.